with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It isn't the first time America has seen a presidential rematch, but it's been a long time, 1956 to be exact. November will see Joe Biden and Donald Trump on the ballot, both men capturing their party's presidential nomination. Concerns over China-owned TikTok have been growing. Today, those concerns come to a head in the House with a vote on a bill that could ultimately result in a ban on the video-sharing app in the U.S.
Do we want TikTok as a platform to be owned by an American company or owned by China? Do we want the data from TikTok, children's data, adults' data, to be staying here in America or going to China?
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan outlining the Biden administration's concerns. Those concerns shared by Republican Senator Tom Cotton talking about the bill. It's up for a vote today in the House.
It's not a ban of TikTok per se. It simply insists that ByteDance, which is a Chinese company that is wholly controlled and influenced by the Chinese Communist Party, must divest TikTok.
The senator from Arkansas speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Also at SRNnews.com, congressional Republicans taking another look at the events of January 6, 2021 at the U.S. Capitol.
The House Administration Subcommittee on Oversight held on Tuesday the first of what's expected to be regular public hearings that revisit the official account of the attack. Republicans grilled the U.S. Capitol Police about why a bomb-sniffing canine unit didn't initially detect pipe bombs found outside party headquarters and why police didn't respond faster to seal off the area. Donna Warder, Washington.
On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. On the heels of yesterday's rally, right now the Dow futures 7 points higher. NASDAQ futures down 45. S&P futures are off 3 points. This is SRN News. A California school district is forced to change its gender identity policy.
After being sued by California's Attorney General, the Chino School District has changed its parental notification policy. It originally required school staff to notify parents if their child asks to change pronouns. The updated policy now will only mention that a child has requested a change to their student records. The battle is part of a nationwide debate over the rights of parents and LGBT students. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia vetoed 8 bills as the state's legislative session came to a close. He refused to sign legislation aimed at clarifying that a law requiring parental notification of sexually explicit materials in schools is not meant to enable censorship. Youngkin also vetoed measures that dealt with book banning and with marijuana. This is SRN News. Missouri politicians taking action against illegal voting.
Some state lawmakers are taking extra steps to prevent non-citizens from voting over their concerns that illegal border crossings could lead to voter fraud. It's already illegal for non-citizens to vote federally, but more than a dozen states are considering double-checking voter rolls against driver's license records to catch potential non-citizens registered to vote. States, including Missouri, are trying to put U.S. citizen stamps on driver's licenses to help identify non-citizens. Missouri Democrats, however, say the effort is a waste of time and not needed. Keith Peters reporting.
The head of the UN's atomic agency has told Japanese representatives at a meeting in Fukushima that the ongoing discharge of treated radioactive wastewater at the ruined nuclear power plant has met all applicable safety standards. More details at SRNnews.com.